Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Melanie Musson, a car insurance expert with carinsurancecomparison.com, which provides insurance education and offers insurance premium comparisons. And Melanie, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you're most welcome and certainly appreciate your time. So Melanie, for starters, when does a business need commercial auto insurance? Let's start there.
Okay, so a lot of businesses, especially small businesses starting out, try to avoid getting commercial auto insurance because it is more expensive. But if a company is driving as part of its work, so if you are the owner of a company and part of your job, part of what keeps your company going is visiting clients, transporting goods, driving for the business, then you really need commercial auto insurance. If you have employees and you are expecting them to drive for the business, if part of their job description is driving, you must have commercial auto insurance because it provides the protection that your business needs to stay financially stable.
Certainly do appreciate those details, and that's a great place and a great way to get things underway here today. Now, when does private auto insurance provide adequate coverage? Get into that.
Okay, so private auto insurance, well, all insurance is based on your risk that you present to the insurance company, and then they formulate your rates based on how much risk you present. So different types of insurance cover different risks. And so private auto insurance covers the risks associated with normal everyday driving. And one of those things that is connected to work but is a part of normal everyday driving is a commute. Private auto insurance is designed to cover the risk of a daily commute. And so if the only driving you do for work is driving to your office and home, your private auto insurance, that will cover that. If the other driving you do is for personal reasons, picking kids up for school, running errands, meeting friends for dinner, private auto insurance, that will have you covered. Even if you are meeting clients for dinner, if dinner is something that you would normally go to, that should be covered under your regular private auto insurance. And so you wouldn't need to get a commercial policy if the only driving you're doing has to do with a commute or personal driving, anything like that, that's not where you are actually driving for the business.
Awesome details right here, and I really do appreciate it, and we are already learning a lot. What are the risks of using private auto insurance for business driving?
Right. And it could put your company at a huge risk because all drivers in the US, except for a very few, one or two states, they have to, in order to drive, you have to have insurance. So it's the law that you have insurance, at least liability insurance, which will pay for damages that you do to another party if you were to cause a crash. So let's just assume you have a private auto insurance policy. You're not driving around uninsured. And if you were to cause a crash and your insurance company finds out that that crash happened while you were, let's say you are a construction worker, a contractor, and you were carrying tools between job sites. So now they find out that that happened while you were doing something that wasn't covered under a private auto insurance policy, well, they can actually deny your claim, leaving you liable for the cost of the damages you caused, completely out of pocket, yourself, your company. If you had full coverage, they could, which would protect your own vehicle, not just the damage you do to other people, but would cover damages you do to your own vehicle. If you have that, they could also deny that claim and not cover the damage you caused to your vehicle because you were using it outside of the scope of what a personal policy covers. So not only would you be responsible for all that damage out of pocket, but without having a commercial auto insurance policy, you leave yourself open, you leave your business open to lawsuits. So the other party, if they have significant injuries that require surgeries and extensive rehab, and they're in the hospital for several weeks, they can sue you to cover those costs and to cover the, you know, if they're out of work, to cover their losses from that. And so they can actually go after your business if it turns out you were driving for business. If they find out that you were driving for business and you were using your personal policy, they can still come after your business for those damages. And considering how high costs could be, it could actually, you might lose your business after causing an accident without having the proper insurance. It's just too dangerous to, you put the entire company at risk if you don't have the proper auto insurance for your needs.
Well, I'm sure some of this information could be a wake-up call for some business owners out there. Really some good and helpful information, and really do appreciate all the insight shared so far. Today, we're speaking with Melanie Musson, a car insurance expert with CarInsuranceComparison.com, which provides insurance education and offers insurance premium comparisons. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Melanie, is commercial auto insurance expensive?
Well, okay, it gets a bad rap for being very expensive, but it isn't always. So there's different levels of commercial insurance that you might need. For example, if you're driving for Uber or Lyft, they provide you with auto insurance for certain levels, for certain stages of the driving of what you do for them, transporting people. And there are holes in that coverage where you leave yourself open to a higher risk than a private policy would cover. And so a lot of the mainstream car insurance providers will let you add a rideshare rider onto your policy. And that could cost as little as $20 a month. Now, if you are, you own a taxi company where you are transporting people, your risk is higher because you have to protect the potential for loss of the people in your car. So if they are injured, then you are responsible for that. And so the insurance company has to assume a greater risk. And so your insurance as a taxi driver would be more expensive, maybe. And this varies by state. Of course, you have some states that are known for being having very high insurance premiums and other states that are less, but you could be looking at anywhere from $500 a month, depending on where you live. And then if you are, let's say, a real estate agent, and so your risk is not super high because you're not transporting clients as the main part of your job, but you may do it occasionally, and you're mostly traveling from house to house for showings, to meet with clients, to get their homes ready for listing. And so you're not going to face as high of commercial car insurance rates as you would if you were a taxi driver, but you're still going to be looking at maybe $50 to $150 more per month than your personal policy. And so you see there is just a huge range. And the thing that you have to remember is that how much is your company worth to you? You know, can you spend an extra $100 a month to make sure that your company's assets are covered and that somebody can't put your company out of business with a lawsuit? So it can be expensive, but it doesn't have to be. Before deciding it's too expensive for you, it would be better to actually look and find out how much it would cost for your situation.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And now that we know that commercial auto insurance is on the expensive side, it depends obviously on the situation. How can one save money on company auto insurance?
So first of all, the way you should start is to compare quotes. When you when you ask different insurance providers for quotes, you're going to find out that you could save a lot by going with one company instead of another. You might want to consider bundling. So if you have business insurance through one company, see if they also offer auto insurance and you may get a discount for bundling. If you have drivers, you might not need every driver on your insurance plan. So you're going to benefit if you keep the high-risk drivers off of your plan. So if you have a 17-year-old with no experience, their insurance rates are going to be high. And if you have them covered by your business commercial plan, your prices are going to be a lot higher than if you have somebody that is 30 years old with a clean record. So you're going to want to be careful of who you put on your plan, compare prices, bundle, look for other discounts. Personal auto insurance policies have more discounts available than commercial, but you can still look in to see what discounts are available. Setting up for auto pay will usually help you earn a discount, and paying for 6 months at a time will also help you earn a discount compared to just paying month to month, because the insurance companies like to get to know they're going to be paid. And so they give you a little bit of a discount when you pay all at once instead of monthly.
Melanie, again, really appreciate your visit with us here today and all your insight and expertise here. And of course, as you know, car insurance is so important, whether it's private or commercial. And again, this is really some good information and details. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
If you need commercial insurance and you don't get it, you're putting your entire business that you worked hard to build, you are putting that at risk of financial ruin. It's not worth it. So look for ways to save, minimize your risk, but make sure you have the insurance that is appropriate for your needs, because it can make the difference between keeping that business that you worked for and losing it.
Melanie, thanks for those concluding remarks. And listeners, for more details and information, visit carinsurancecomparison.com. Melanie, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with Melanie Musson, a car insurance expert with carinsurancecomparison.com, which provides insurance education and offers insurance premium comparisons. And for more details and for contact, again, visit carinsurancecomparison.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.